I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets Podcast, made for Fundpreneurs. Fundpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Fundpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Fundpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Fundpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Fundpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Fundpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Fundpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Fundpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Fundpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a Fundpreneur. Welcome back. You're listening to Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty, your host. Now, today's topic is nonprofit burnout, how to recognize it and also how to manage it. Now, burnout is a huge problem for nonprofit industry, especially towards the end of the year. It could happen anytime, maybe the last 3 months before the year's over, but it's a very stressful time for nonprofits, and it, you know, even if the outcomes are rewarding or exciting, nonprofit burnout can happen anytime during the year. Due to heavy workloads, the heavy workload can play a toll on the staff, especially if the staff is a smaller staff or if you're understaffed. Sometimes there's demanding grant writing, which is on deadline. So even having a strenuous budget can take a toll on a nonprofit that's actually doing really well. I've worked with nonprofits doing events for several years now, and I've seen the smaller staff, how they could get burnt out easily because of having to do so many tasks in such a short period of time. The time hasn't been budgeted right or planned out because the timeline hasn't been followed, and it makes it really difficult because the communication falls through the gap. The commitment of leads for nonprofit employees to just sacrifice their own personal time and really ignoring some of the other things that need attention. And the limit is just, it puts you into a strenuous situation. And when this happens over an extended period of time, nonprofits, the staff, the employees, they all become burnt out. And that happens time and time again because they're really overcommitted. Now, we all know that employees are precious. They're a precious resource to any organization, whether it be a for-profit company or a nonprofit. But it's so important to help your employees, your staff, your volunteers take care of themselves to prevent burnout. Employee burnout affects many, if not all, aspects of managing a team and a business. When burnout happens, the performance level goes down, productivity goes down, and their well-being and the quality of the programs and the delivery, the relationships with the partners and the donors and the board members, all that quality also goes down. So this is an onset of burnout. So what exactly is nonprofit burnout? Well, here's six signs that you could possibly kind of put your radar on to see if this is if your employee or staff is getting burned out. So if you've seen an increase in illness with your staff, like they're really sick all the time, or they're just causing headaches or things like that. The loss of enjoyment. If you see a loss of enjoyment, they're not as excited or the enthusiasm isn't there. Perhaps isolation. Maybe they're not part of a team anymore. They're feeling a little isolated. This is all symptoms of being burnout. Being pessimistic. Oh, that's not going to work. When an employee is pessimistic, then that's a sign of burnout as well. Feeling hopelessness, like this isn't going to work, a bad attitude, the glass is half empty kind of thing. And also if they're lacking productivity or lacking performance, their performance is really poor. Those are some of the signs of burnout. Now, after you've recognized some signs and symptoms of nonprofit burnout, how do you want to manage it? Here's some insight on managing nonprofit burnouts. And the number one thing I would say is utilizing your volunteers. I know I've done that where I've stepped into organizations and I'll say, here, these are my gifts and my talents, or create an event for them or something to help them fundraise a little faster or get new creative infusion of blood into the organization because it's been stale and stagnant for a long period of time. So utilizing your volunteers is really invaluable resource for nonprofits. Volunteers are, they're committed, they have enthusiasm, and they can significantly contribute to nonprofit success. So given the opportunity, a volunteer can really help you to do that. Have your volunteers be in charge of some of the activities that your staff would, if you're small staffed, or even if you have a staff, have them help you to train on some levels of like social media platforms or even calling the donors. I know I've used my interns to call donors for events that we've done. Utilizing volunteers in this way can really help to alleviate some of the staff workloads. Now, when you're utilizing your volunteers, it pays off in many different ways. You're providing a meaningful and an engaging experience for your volunteers, as well as building a community. And you're creating a cooperative space in which the new ideas are infused in, and it's brought forward so everyone can learn and be able to teach each other. So your volunteers are really an essential part and an invaluable resource. This has happened to me firsthand where I was doing a volunteer project and the person in charge was actually stepped down because of illness and someone else came about to step in interim. Now, what happens sometimes with employee burnout is, especially if it's an important employee that leaves their spot or they're even let go, many nonprofits distribute the roles among the employees that are already in the facility. So if you're a volunteer, that could add to the workload and to the employee workload, and a volunteer can help to offset that workload. Another way to manage burnout, nonprofit burnout, is if you hire consultants or use volunteers and interns, hiring temporary staff that could deal directly with you could deal with a third party to hire a staff to come in for an intern, and they can be available for your nonprofit so that you can avoid nonprofit burnout. Another way to alleviate nonprofit burnout is to perhaps have a gym class or a yoga class that gets everyone included, so it helps to prevent burnout. And it's actually going to help to pay your company forward. Benefits like these increase employees' happiness, productivity, their trust, and also their loyalty. Keeps them motivated, and their confidence and self-esteem is boosted. I love working with nonprofits who invest in their employees. They invest in their employees with training opportunities. They've sent them to my events for leadership training, courses and workshops, interesting conferences, things that will help to motivate and keep them boosted and engaged and really loyal, and the productivity is really up for nonprofits. Especially that most nonprofits, they are fundraising, right? And that can be really tiresome and really can burn them out because they're not hitting the goals or the quotas. So you want to keep them incredibly connected. And part of doing that is being at exercise classes and taking care of their body, their mind, and their soul. Another way to manage burnout is to learn to prioritize things that are important in your nonprofit. When working at a nonprofit, everything feels important, right? So everything is important, but many decisions at nonprofits directly can impact the lives of others. So when you're in business and you're trying to save the world, it becomes hard to just adjust all those priorities and what is a priority and what isn't. Burnout can easily happen when employees and leaders alike can distinguish between the real emergencies and the things that really can wait until next week. So getting a priority list of things that are really important will help to influence the behavior of nonprofits, and the leadership role becomes very evident. Employees across the entire board often look up to senior leaders because there is a real protocol of exactly what is to be done and prioritized. I've noticed that senior leaders in organizations, sometimes they never take a day off and they treat everything as an emergency. And what happens is this snowballs and it sets the tone for the rest of the organization. And so that can also lead to burnout. When I work with an organization, I like to give them a timeline of exactly everything that needs to be done and what needs to be done immediately, or what doesn't even need to be done at all, or what can be done in the following week. I take the time to really look through the task with the staff and the members and the senior leaders and advisors. I look at the to-do list and on the timeline and see what can be moved off the plate, or who's responsible for what, so that we can have across the board everyone being responsible for something, shuffle around the responsibilities, and then we create some deadlines so that we can move the needle and get the job done and accomplished, champion the mission without feeling overwhelmed or it's not like a priority and burnt out. So just being able to organize helps to get everything prioritized and everyone is on the same plate and everyone's on the same playing field and everyone feels important and they're on the same mission. Now, I'm not sure if your organization does this or not, but one of the things that I like to do is open communication with employees, staff, senior leaders, directors in an organization. We like to talk about what's going on if the organization is suffering from burnout. So if you have an openly discussion about burnout on a regular basis, if people are checking in, everyone feels like they're part of a group and they're not just left alone. During these check-in times, everyone can get a better idea of where everyone is in and where they're generating ideas from and how to reduce burnout. By making these commitments as a team and appointing someone that helps to keep track without conversations of that person is doing less or that person's doing more or not fulfilling the job that needs to be done. So burnout first needs to be seen, recognized, acknowledged, and talked about before it can be solved and managed. Burnout can be managed and become part of an organization's culture. Now, don't forget, a part of your organization's culture should also be celebrating your wins and recognizing your wins of your team and your successes that you've all accomplished together. So keep paying attention to that and do things that are going to serve you well and serve your community and the people of your organization. When you're celebrating your wins, it provides a really great place for work and the nonprofit becomes one of the best. And it reminds the community, the staff, the volunteers that they're doing good. Find one of the best ways to manage burnout and avoid it altogether is to advocate for time off. When staff has time off, they're able to have some self-care, some self-love, to take some time for themselves so that they can avoid burnout. Time off is very important for mental and physical health. So you should encourage your employees to actually take their days off and take time to take care of themselves. Regularly planned days off will help the organization, help you and your team achieve your goals and get closer to achieving your nonprofit mission without experiencing burnout. Now, this isn't any business for profit or nonprofits, but studies have shown that daily periods of mental rest and vacation time contribute to increased productivity and decreased staff turnover. So therefore, advocate for regular and uninterrupted periods of rest, whether it's encouraging a break every hour at work or enjoying a mindful lunch spent away from your desk. I've seen people eat at their desk all the time and move away from your desk, move away from the computer and go for a walk, have your lunch outside, have your lunch in a different place or with a friend, connect with other people in the organization. I feel what happens when you do that, you end up building a community, a culture at your work where employees are particularly, they're learning from each other, they're being impactful with each other, and they're not going to burn out. They really feel passionate about the organization and the mission once you start building a community, investing in your community and the workplace, and you have a significant positive impact on your employees, helping with happiness and productivity, which reduces the chances of burnout. I think it would be really cool if you had a weekly ritual with your staff. Perhaps you could organize weekly breakfasts or lunches or something weekly to show your appreciation and show how grateful you are and that you're bringing joy to the staff and to the organization and to the people and your team around you with your colleagues, and particularly being appreciated every week means you're consistent and you recognize the work and you're going to be able to avoid burnout because you're taking time to appreciate and making the whole staff and the organization triumph for victory. So here's what I found that how overworked staff, studies have actually shown that chronically overworked staff and less productivity, they're less productive and they're less engaged and they're more likely to make mistakes. So nonprofits, you know, it can be exhausting to be able to hit those deadlines, the pressure of the variety of different stakeholders and the staff and the volunteers maintaining relationships with the board members and the donors. That's all very, very stressful. However, if you take time to manage the burnout, you're able to control it and have more productivity and more engagement for your organization. So burnout doesn't have to be the norm. As a nonprofit leader, it's essential that you lead by example, apply some of the ideas outlined that I just went over on this podcast, and you can make a difference in your organization. So that's it for now. I just want to tell you a little bit more about nonprofit burnouts, and it can seriously impact your nonprofits. And I hope you like this content. I hope you can leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or like and share this content. I'm Maya McNulty, your host, Fundraising Secrets. Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.